Do you have students who show leadership potential in your ministry? Are you looking to develop or strengthen your student leadership program? DYM would love to invite you to our Student Leadership Conference. It's this summer in three locations: Southern California, Granger, Indiana, and Atlanta, Georgia. Each conference is taught by Doug Fields and Josh Griffin and other DYM friends. Check out studentleadershipconference.com for more details, including pricing, dates, and exact location. We'd love to see you this summer.
This DYM podcast is brought to you by the Orange Conference, a three-day conference in Atlanta, Georgia for your entire ministry team. Maximize your influence on the spiritual growth of the next generation as we explore this year's theme, what it means to be for our neighbors. Register today or learn more at theorangeconference.com.
This DYM podcast is brought to you by LeaderTrex. Go to serve, return ready to lead. On a LeaderTrex mission trip, you'll serve and get out of your comfort zone, and through the program, your students will learn how to lead. They will bring that leadership and confidence back to your youth ministry, and it will make a difference for the rest of the year. Learn more and sign up at leadertrex.org. And since we love DYM listeners, they always get 10% off resources by using the code DYM10. That's DYM10 at leadertrex.org.
One, two.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Download Youth Ministry Podcast. This is episode 308. Doug Fields here with my lovely, beautiful, talented, incredible
friend
Josh.
Hi, guys. Good to see you.
And my stunning wife is here as well, Kathy Fields, extraordinary youth worker.
Do you call Josh beautiful?
He did. That's what I heard. It was very nice. Doug and I have a shared Facebook account now, so things are getting pretty serious.
Yeah. And Josh Griffin, co-founder of Download Youth Ministry, personality extraordinaire, and senior pastor, senior supertone, dad,
senior
role model.
And this is a great day for you. You get Jason to sit Thompson. Smack between two of your favorite people on the whole planet.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sorry, Josh.
I'm here too.
You're on the outside.
Oh, it's going to be
I won't tell your kids that you said that about me and Kathy being your two favorites.
But it's really cool. Right.
I think I'm honored. Thank you, Doug.
You could tell them that. You could tell them that.
One of them would agree wholeheartedly anyway. So the son would be all in
I think our son, you are one of his favorites.
Yes.
It's true.
You might have to wrestle with Josh on that one.
I'll try. But Jason, he's up there. He's up there. He's a good man.
You think about the impact that people have on kids in junior high. Like when you've been impacted by somebody in junior high, that lasts.
Yep.
I mean, that is a significant impact during one's life.
Yep.
It's awesome.
I mean, Jason really had a relationship with Cody for 2 years, 8th and 9th. Junior high was, or 7th and 8th. That's it.
Yep. And it's legendary to this day. Yep. You're right.
Wow. Yep.
You're right.
Lasting. That's pretty significant. Go junior high workers.
Wow. That's right. Yeah. Go Jason. That's cool, man.
Yeah. Go Kathy for being here and rearranging your physical therapy.
Thank you.
Yes.
Is it polite?
Call me out on physical therapy.
Are you okay?
You're injured from that CrossFit injury.
That's what it was.
I was going to ask you, is it impolite to ask what you're getting physical therapy for? Because physical therapy sounds like you had an injury. Like
I know. Like
hurt an elbow or something.
It's a lady condition.
Like I fell
off a horse. That's what I was afraid of. I was afraid of it. I was like, oh, can you ask? I don't know. Maybe if it's like
No, I have a hurt shoulder. I don't know why.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait,
you don't know what happened?
I don't know what happened.
Oh, skiing. No. Skiing.
Skiing.
Arm lifting.
Snowshoeing.
Mm. Arm lifting?
When I lift your arms in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Get clothes on.
She's like, get away from me.
Who loves me? And then lifts my arm.
I do. Love you, dear. Arm lifting. That's funny. Why? Does it hurt?
It doesn't. It's much better because I've been going to physical therapy, Josh.
Okay, good.
But this,
that's good.
I used to not be able to really go past here.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. So I'm working on it, Josh. Ooh, thank you.
Good. I'm glad you're okay.
Babe, we have something to talk about tonight.
What? Tonight?
Well,
Whoa, hey.
I had a rough day at the doctor's today.
Oh, my goodness.
Did he tell you guys about it yet?
We went to the Wendy's drive-thru. I heard all about it. And then I lost my appetite.
Oh, no. Is it that bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Do you want to tell me now?
Do we have life insurance?
We better.
Yeah, we better.
We better. Or I'll be knocking on Jason's door since he had such an impact on Cody. He's the next one to go to, right? Yeah. Jason's responsible.
There's
right?
a verse about that, I think. Take care of your yep. friends, sons, kids. And yeah, I think that's yeah. it. That's great. It's Leviticus.
Well, we have a show. This is 308. It's award winning. People listen to it all over the world.
Award singular. We only won one award, but we have
it was a good one.
We've held on to that for 10 years.
We've been told that we need to have reviews on iTunes, so we're that's now right. Recently.
Don't you just get your friends to do reviews anyway?
We haven't.
I've seen that book reviews. People have they asked their friends. Yeah. Yeah,
5 stars. Our listeners and our viewers
and on
are
Yelp,
our friends.
It's like people that own restaurants.
These people are our friends.
Yeah.
And so right. what yeah. we've done is we've given away a DYM 100 to one of them that gave a review on iTunes. Oh. And so if you missed out on that, we still would encourage you to go to iTunes.
Still leave us a review.
We
5 stars, please.
We encourage you to go to podcast@downloadyouthministry.com and send us a question. You're a little slow to
that.
Too late. Missed opportunity. Sorry.
And we
made a lot of impact on Cody.
You
but
to join us
that's it.
At Orange.
Still slow still.
Yeah, Orange.
Go to the orangeconference.com and we're all going to be there in Atlanta.
April 26th, 27th.
We're going to do a live podcast.
Awesome. Yeah.
Go to theorangeconference.com.
Hot Atlanta.
It's the
be great.
Best conference.
It is.
The
it
really most
is.
Organized, strategic conference. It's family ministry.
Yeah.
Children's pastors there, youth pastors.
And it sells out. Gen. It sells out every year. Out. So if you want to go, there's certainly going to be open.
I actually
right now.
Asked Reggie, you know, because there are sponsors. And I said, you know, we can talk about the conference because we want people to go there because we want to see our members and people that listen to the podcast. But you don't need any help getting people at the conference because it sells out every year.
Yeah, we should help them by not promoting their conference.
Well, I
don't go to their conference.
I think
but
by the fact listening. That we're going to be there,
yeah,
it drives them helps them not promote their conference.
Oh, we're literally driving people away.
Are you on the main session this year?
I am on the main session.
Yeah,
aren't you like
always a highlight? Always a highlight.
Every Doug. Year, I keep telling Reggie.
No.
He's got Andy Stanley, and for whatever reason, he asked me to, every year, I can't get out of it. I tried. I'm not doing general session.
I wonder why.
He goes, yeah, you're on.
I've only been there once, and you did such a great job
didn't
last
he?
Year in that general session.
Yes.
Yeah, that was my only Orange conference.
I know, but I have diarrhea for like a month beforehand.
Well, it's always
it was
new.
Worth
he pushes
it.
You
I'm
to
your
do
wife new. Sitting in the crowd. It was worth it.
She's a tough critic. Kathy is very honest. I mean, she'll let you know when you
yeah, she said your sermons are horrible. Josh.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate it. I take that feedback. I want to be good. So I just
anyway, the Orange Conference. Join
I'll
us
cry
there.
Later. I'm gonna have physical therapy
join
someone
her?
Right now.
There?
Join us.
There.
Join us there.
Reggie,
and,
join her there.
We're also grateful to YM360.
Great organization,
and,
great people.
And Leader Treks. Any news on our new sponsor? Have we finished wrapping that up? No. Okay. If you want to be, if you want to be our
open-ended.
Final sponsor,
we're in.
People that are we've been talking to are a little flaky, it appears.
Yeah,
that's encounterchurchmv.com.
Looking for a good church in Orange County? Tired of the mega churches?
Looking for a smaller church in the shadow of the monster?
Just give us 2 years.
Come to Encounter. We'll let you down.
But you know who won't?
That's our tagline. We
our
will
Lord.
Let you down.
We will let you down. Oh.
But the Lord won't.
You know what?
Hey, this is from Amen. Sean Gajada. How do you say that?
Well, that's
Gajada?
How you say it. You got it.
Gajada.
Etherol, I think.
G-A-J-D-A. Gajada. Wrote this to Allison. Allison, perhaps you remember me from the National Youth Workers Convention. Maybe you don't. I mean, there's tons of people there, so it's all good. I'm Sean, the guy who hung out nearly to the point of awkwardness and was able to speak with Doug and Josh.
This could be anybody.
And I was so thankful that Doug himself selected me to go to DYM 100 this year.
Oh.
I wanted to be sure that was still the plan because I'm psyched out of my mind. So I saw the tweet today and sent you an email. And look at us. Conversing like it's going out of style. Oh, also,
oh my goodness,
I
you promised somebody
typo
else
and called DYM 100 DUM, DUM 100.
Okay, he's out.
That would have been
he's
bad
out.
News on multiple fronts. Can't imagine it would have gone well, but I digress. Anyway, wanted to see if that offer still stood. I mean, it's cool. I'll just cry a lot. I've got to tell you, I'm one of those ugly cry kind of people. Nobody wants to see that. Either way, looking forward to seeing you all out there. Bring in some of the South with me, so be ready.
Oh, I like that. Bring us some biscuits and gravy or some chicken fried steak. Sweet tea.
From Greenville. Greenville, is that South Carolina or North Carolina?
South Carolina.
That's South Carolina.
Yeah.
No, it's South. That's the home of Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina. Very conservative, fundamental Baptist school.
Do I remember this guy? Are we
do you
letting
send a
him
picture?
In?
I think we're letting him in.
We're letting him in. Okay.
Whoa. Okay. Wow. The DYM 114 deal brought to you by.
There must have been something about Sean when I met him.
That made
me say, oh.
Yeah,
you're one of us. You're an
insider. He's one of us. I like
you. You got to be a DYM.
I would say we do have to be careful.
I didn't do that very often, did I?
No.
He was the only one. Wow.
Welcome aboard, Sean.
So you can definitively promise that Sean is
in.
Kath, it's not going to be easy to get into DYM 100 this year.
No, it's not.
It was easy last year.
Are you saying that because you don't know if you're going to let me in?
No.
You kind of looked at me like.
Oh, no.
You're a little sketchy. Youth workers.
But as one of the co-owners of Download Youth Ministry, dear, let me tell you what we do here at this ministry. This is to Kaylee. Okay, Kaylee Shumsky. Man, I feel like some of these names are made up just to work me over.
Shumsky?
Shumsky.
That's not a real name.
That's pretty good. No, I think you did a good job.
Shumsky.
S-C-H.
Phonetically.
Okay.
U-M-S-K-E. Shumsky.
I think it's Shumsk. And the E is silent.
That may be true.
I think so. Yeah.
Shumsk.
What if it's a shum and the S-K-E?
Yeah, the whole thing is silent.
What if
her name is just Shh?
Oh, yeah, the U-M-S-K-E is just silent. It's silent.
Yeah.
I love the just like the little nod, like, okay.
That was funny.
Oh,
hey, DYM team, I just need to thank you because you saved our winter retreat. Usually our winter retreats are comprised of several churches bringing our youth groups together. But in the past week, the lead pastor of one of our participating churches passed away, leaving his congregation devastated.
Oh, no.
His funeral is this coming weekend, so the youth group from the church will no longer be attending the retreat. The pastor who passed away was also the father of the lead pastor of another church that was going to be attending, so they will not be able to come to the retreat either, as they want to show support to their pastor by attending the funeral.
Yes.
Furthermore, the mother-in-law of the youth pastor of the third church we were going to be partnering with is currently in the hospital and is not expected to make it to the end of the week, so they will not be attending the retreat. Not only are we hurting for our friends, but the youth pastor of one of the churches was supposed to be the main speaker, and the other church was going to bring their worship band, meaning worship team. Your resources have literally saved the day, and I cannot begin to tell you how thankful I am. I opened the document I downloaded and almost cried at the sight of everything already being made. Student workbooks, small group guides. It was so beautiful. So thank you for all you do in serving youth leaders. You all are amazing. How great is
that?
That's incredible.
I mean, sad, crazy. Crazy story, but
so sad.
Just fun that DYM was able to be used for what we created it for. How great is that?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
What a sad story. What a community that's been rocked, though, too.
Yeah. Mm. I'm kidding.
I know. Where is that from? Must be. I don't even know.
Oak Ridge Free Methodist Church.
Wow.
These are some questions that came in from our failed Facebook Live.
Yeah, we tried this a couple weeks
ago. The mannequin challenge.
We tried this a couple weeks ago.
I told Josh you were excited about it.
I was so excited. I wanted to see it.
We had hundreds and hundreds of people, which is very cool, but then it froze. And the internet, Foddy's internet, it's a long story, but we tried it a second time, failed. And then we just decided to drive to Wendy's and get some food, and it worked just fine.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're in the car. Oh,
did you Facebook Live from Wendy's?
We did, of course, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Right in the drive-thru. It was really fun.
Oh, yeah, that's so great.
I told Jay, I didn't tell Allison this, but Kathy was very excited about the Facebook Live. Like, can I come in today, do Facebook Live? I'm like, I don't
know. It's the new thing. All the kids are doing it.
Well, I think that it's because you kept saying, well, it's just like a podcast. I'm like, no, you're going to get like feedback as you go.
It is fun. It was the comments were scrolling so fast.
And you sort of want to reply or acknowledge the comments, some of them at least.
Yeah, I think when we move in the new studio, we want to
get better internet.
Yeah, but
we are.
We also want to make this available live to DYM members.
Yeah, so if you're a member, you can watch the show live too.
Yeah, just so we could get.
Has it ever been live in 308?
Yeah,
a few times.
Yeah, in the early days. It was live because I remember Brazelton sitting in a chair laughing.
Yes. Giggling the whole time.
And he would respond on the computer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
We had one recently, too, a couple months ago.
Did we?
And you were giggling in the new Saddleback Church.
Elliot?
Elliot. Were you talking to people online when we were in one of the conference rooms? No. Okay.
No. It's funny.
He was just working and giggling at the computer while he was supposed to be podcasting, I guess.
I love it.
He's just Elliot.
Thinking about Hollister and Yankee Candles.
You know, that's your nephew.
It's my nephew.
It's your brother's son.
That is my brother's son there.
And he's so much cooler than your brother ever was.
Usually that happens. I feel the same way about Cody. Am I right, Jason?
Yeah. All right. So here's a couple questions. We don't know who these are from, but they were on the Facebook page. Before DYM, did you guys have a side hustle to support your family? What was that like? You know, a lot of youth ministry is not supported strongly. So a lot of youth ministry people work, two jobs, spouses working, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah,
Everybody
here's had a side hustle.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Supertones.
Supertones is kind of a good side gig.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You could be a rock star before you come a youth worker. Good idea. Hey,
you were juggling gold bars.
Yeah, I was.
Seriously. Those were the days, am I right?
I took a 75% pay cut to start in youth ministry.
Wow. Yeah.
So you were making almost 50 grand.
So for the first 10 years, like the income was like, my bank account was like this all the way down. And then I remember 10 years in, it caught up. Like it was like that.
Wow. Yeah. Man,
wow.
I picked the wrong profession.
Yes, you
should have been a singer.
Should have been a rock star.
Seriously.
Darn.
Yeah. My side hustle was Kathy working before we had kids. She made like twice what I made at the church.
Right. And then when I quit, we did the same thing, lost money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then you still had a side hustle with speaking at camps and what Josh did.
Yeah, doing that as well. Yeah. And my wife's an RN, so she would make two or more times what I make as a youth pastor. And so, we've always had a little side hustle, and she's staying home with our kids now. And we love that. And it's kind of funny, even the story of Download Youth Ministry, this was kind of it wasn't a side hustle. It was more of like an experiment.
Yeah.
But it's turned into a really fun opportunity, too. It's now our main gig, which is fun.
Yeah. But we went 2 years without taking a penny.
Yeah. 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 And even now, it's not like we're all just ready to just quit everything else. We still
side hustle
is the right, but we're side hustling. You leave tomorrow for a side hustle and I'll be out next week. And it is, it is what it is.
What a hustle.
I do think it's the nature of the beast, though.
Yeah.
You have to have some supplemental income.
Jason, did you do music lessons also?
Oh, that's good.
Did you ever give music lessons?
I think a couple times. It wasn't not consistent. But I did. Yeah. I did it a few times, and there's good money there.
Yeah.
Didn't have the patience for it.
Those little twerps. You're like, get out of here.
Play it like this. I was a supertone. Dang it. I used to make 10 times as much. We used to play for sold out stadiums. Now I'm in this room.
I could go on all day. I'm
humble eyes open the side of the room.
What do you mean you didn't practice?
Okay, shut up. Our church has grown from about 4 to 6 students to about 20 to 30.
Nice.
But I feel like I'm stuck with this size and almost plateaued. Any tips to overcome this problem? So whether it's – here's the deal. There are plateaus. I can remember we could not get over 100 kids. You know, I'm at this one – we were like – everything was like, oh man, this is my leadership lid.
Right.
And then it was like, it went from 100 to bam, 250. And then you're like, okay, we are plateaued at 250. And then it continued to grow, but there's always plateaus. So it's not, I think where we can talk about this question is not so much a plateau of 20 or 30, but when you hit a plateau.
Yeah.
Thoughts.
Yeah. I think it's a great time to reevaluate programs and go, do the programs need to change? Is there a limit to the number of small group leaders that I have, or small groups that I can start, or our room size? Or, and it could also even be an infrastructure problem. Like, maybe we just don't have enough youth workers here to care for the kids that we have. So we've hit this lid or plateau because that is our care limit. And if I could add a few more people in there, then care would grow, opportunities to add some students to a life group or small group. I think it's a good time for introspection. I think it's a great moment to go, what do we need to fix to get to that next level?
Part of that introspection I found for me when I would hold the mirror up is usually I was the reason for the plateau. Is I was holding on to too much stuff. I wasn't empowering other people.
Like control.
Do it myself, you know.
Yeah, that's a good word. Yeah, give it away. Hand it off. Even mission critical heavy stuff and you'll be able to grow.
I'd like to quote the great theologian Douglas Montgomery Fields last year at Orange when he said that serving is the new measuring stick. So rather than focusing on necessarily your size, whatever plateau that is, having kids involved and totally plugged in and serving instead.
Yeah, I was just making stuff up.
But that was pretty good.
It's Orange.
That was pretty good.
Anything goes. It stuck.
Not even
that's
sure
why he gets invited back, people.
Well, I believe it. I think it's just hard to convince supervisors and senior pastors to believe that measuring stick. I'm with you, heart and soul.
Too bad for them. They need to change.
They do. No, but I think it's a good word. Yeah, if you're plateaued in attendance, great. You can mobilize that attendance and celebrate that, and maybe that will break through your plateau. I like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think, Fields? You're a little pensive right now.
No, I gave my input. I was reading some of the questions. Oh, Kathy just finished a 1-year consulting gig at a local church.
That's
that
right.
You were consulting the youth ministry. They had kind of hit a plateau.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't feel like the right person to answer this question. They hit a plateau. They'd been at a plateau. And then it started growing. And you know what? It was really based on bringing some health back into the team that was working there.
Yep.
And they started growing. We didn't change a whole lot programmatically, but we got them hanging out with students more. And then it was a large church with a multiple staff, and there was some tension between the staff that was like lying low. Everybody really liked each other, but there was some
goofy competition
bad stuff and that had gone on underneath. Yeah. And we just need to talk about it and fix those relationships and bring some health back in. And things started getting better and more kids started coming. I couldn't tell you why.
I would say from an outside observer and what I've heard from your work there, I think it is a return to relational youth ministry, though, too. Mm. It's not just about programs and whatever. It's about investing in people and hanging out with people and doing life together and really leaning into that. And that produced growth. Mm-hmm. That's what I saw from the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good job.
I thank you. I did not do it. Thank you.
Here's another question. Got a new kid coming to youth group about 1 month who lives with grandma who's posting inappropriate things online. Should I approach him?
The grandma's posting?
I was just thinking that.
No,
I don't know what to do.
He's posting
grandma.
I would go to the grandma, not the son. Yeah.
No, he's posting inappropriate 18. Stuff about the grandma.
No.
This got weird.
Totally, but I know.
Okay. Got a new kid coming to the youth group about a month who lives with grandma, who's posting inappropriate things online. Should I approach him, having little relationship with him, or wait until I know him better?
Wait until you know him better is where I go. And part of DYM last year, one of your speakers talked a lot about holding people accountable. Mike Erie, I believe, talked about only being able to hold people accountable to the level that they're at.
Yes.
And this kid doesn't sound like he's at a level quite yet. And if you don't have a relationship with them, it sounds a little bit more like discipline or punishment or judgment if you don't have a relationship with the kid and you don't really know where
it will. If you don't address it, though, it will frustrate other people in the church because you're not going to address this thing that's clearly over the line and they're now friends or will be friends and starts to show up in feeds and you're not addressing this issue. So I think I'm with you. Trust me, I'm totally with you. But I think the ripple effect from that is you're going to have to defend why you haven't addressed it.
Yeah, but that's easy to defend.
I agree.
Easy to defend. I'm a leader, so I can defend it. I can say, boy, you're right. I don't condone that behavior. The reality is this person's been here a month.
Yeah.
And we can't expect people to act like Christians are supposed to act until they become a Christian. So this guy doesn't have a faith element.
Love it.
I'm making this up.
I'm with you. I'm serious. Yes.
You know, I
call him a Pharisee.
Hey, you know what?
You're expecting him to get cleaned up before you come to Jesus.
You're just smart enough to hide that crap and you don't put it on your wall. At least he's being honest about who he is.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing too. I mean, your students who have been there since they were in fifth grade have these undercover Instagrams that their parents don't know about, we don't know about, that they're posting ridiculous stuff under a name that nobody knows about.
Yeah. Well, and I feel a little bit defensive on this one only because early in youth ministry I had a kid, and I'm sure in 300 shows I've shared it somewhere along the way, but early in youth ministry I had a kid who had long hair. And the church wanted me to address his long hair because it's not appropriate for a young man. Hmm. And he didn't know Jesus and barely was coming to youth group. And I just said, I defended myself and they did not like that. Hmm. So I would say just be prepared with an answer and be a leader in that moment.
What a nutty church.
Dude, it was. It was.
Wow.
It was.
Long hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Long hair just set them off. Like, how dare this young man have hair? And it was like long hair, past the shoulders, whatever.
But I think he answered it. And
Jesus wore a crew cut.
I think he answered it in what he said also. The fact that he said, like, you know, should I get to know him first? Yes.
Yeah.
Like, start there. Like, take him out to lunch and spend some time and get to know him. And then you can speak into his life after you have that relationship.
Yeah.
It obviously is bothering him. Yeah. That there's inappropriate pictures and he wants more for the kid. We're not trying to clean him up before he comes to Jesus, but as you get that relationship, you could say, hey, I see more in you and let me just speak this into your life. And, you know, this isn't you.
Yeah.
And think about what this represents.
Well, relationship gives you permission.
Yeah.
That is the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
Question from John Batch. John Batch is from Dearborn Hills United Methodist Church.
That's a hard one to pronounce.
Church.
It's the CH is right silent. Underneath it. It is shirts. He says free shirts and stuff can be sent to.
I love it.
Oh, it's a Josh Griffin clone.
Yeah, no, this
Wait,
is
John. Wait,
send me free stuff.
Oh, I'm in.
Let's do this.
I like this. Let's send this guy to the DYM 100.
No, let's send him to Josh's shirt.
Anybody guaranteed. Let's do this. Anybody who has stuff in their youth closet,
dude,
send it to John Batch, JonBatch. Can be sent to 25365 State Line Road.
Let's just post his address on the internet.
25365 State Line Road, Lawrenceburg, Indiana, 47025.
If people really sent their old youth group shirts,
that'd be amazing.
Retreat shirts, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to cost you a couple bucks for the gag.
It's a great bit.
But it would be a
great, bit.
Anything for the bit.
Yeah.
Yep. I love it. We'll post it in the show notes too.
I've been spending a lot of time thinking about my history in youth ministry and discovered a theme. I tend to get bogged down in too much to do and not sure what to do first. I'm sure you guys have never had this issue.
No.
So could you answer the following questions and share some examples? One, how do you determine what needs to be done? And two, how do you prioritize those items to make sure they get done? I'm sure Doug's book, First 2 Years in Youth Ministry, has some teaching on it, too. Thanks for sharing just enough youth ministry to make it real and for allowing Josh to sit on the side so the calf coveters can admire his calf muscles.
Ooh, do we got a wide shot on that camera?
I didn't realize I was flexing right now, but as soon as you have just
see with Allison running the camera, we're just happy to have a shot.
Those calves look great out of focus.
Have we addressed what happened a couple shows ago?
Yeah, the last episode you did. By all means.
Let's do it again.
What episode was that?
Alice, did they make it for you?
3 or 4?
Yeah.
You brought it up 23 minutes ago.
What did he say?
Both. 3 or 4? Both.
Episode 303 and 304. We were trying to live feed. There's a lot to, in defense
there's a lot
of
to
there's
take
a lot
in.
Going on. And she's not, that's not her primary job.
Yeah.
Is to.
She has a lot of gifts that we do celebrate regularly.
Yeah. See, it's really Elliot's fault.
Oh, poor Allison.
So, how do you determine what needs to be done and how do you prioritize those items to make sure it gets done?
That's great.
Story of my life. That's not just youth ministry. Oh my gosh. How do you prioritize? That's my personality right there. So I don't have the answer. So you guys have to go is what I'm trying to say.
Oh gosh, I fail. That's my answer.
We were first married and you're
barely.
You're not that.
Those are days I'd like to forget. I don't know about you guys, but.
Boy, Kathy, this is awkward.
Kathy's not.
Barely.
Kathy's
they
not.
Haunt me every night.
That organized.
No.
She's very spontaneous, which is so fun and attractive, and she can like cancel physical therapy to be here at the.
Exactly.
I know. No, babe. 32 years.
Spontaneous.
I've turned it into lemonade. That's for sure. But I tend to be a little bit more organized, a little more structured. And so early.
Tightly wound.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Yeah. I mean, we all have our different words to disguise our
broken.
High blood pressure. Is that more of the conversation?
Lipitor. Yeah. There's a lot of, yeah.
So I
think even just telling the story, there's a little vein that's popping out. <isn't there? laughs> Let me finish. All right. Sorry.
I bought her a calendar.
Oh, what a gift.
For, I don't know, was it anniversary, Christmas?
Oh,
yeah. Did you just buy her a vacuum
nothing
as well?
Like, yeah.
I know.
And a dishwasher.
Because back in the day, you know, it wasn't a digital world. There's no, we didn't have personal computers. It was, to be organized, you had to live out of your calendar.
Yeah.
And so I thought,
those big fat ones with tabs and stuff.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
The day planner.
Yeah,
the
subtle.
Yeah.
This will help. And she wasn't,
subtle. Real
she wasn't
subtle.
Very, very happy about that gift. And so the next year I thought, maybe I should just buy a prettier one.
If at first you don't succeed.
Well, I just thought, well, here's a nice one. You'll like this. And then it took me a second year to realize, it wasn't what the calendar looked like. It's the messaging behind the calendar.
Yeah.
Me trying to make you more like me.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. I know. And at the same time, you would also be able to prioritize what was more important for me sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Which,
Jason, let's just step out for a second. Yeah. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah. Josh, we are pastors. We can offer free counseling to him right now.
You know, I remember experiencing this.
We're glad you guys
can
come here today. Just, Doug, how does that make you feel? She just responded that way.
Lemonade is a great. That's great. Just make lemonade out of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which now I can appreciate that he has a strategic mind, and I can ask him, I got so much to do. What's most important either for our family or for this place in our life? But sometimes I just want to decide, or I don't want to prioritize, and I just want to do what's going to be easiest or funnest for me to do first.
I mean, we've always had an easy marriage. We've never had like a troubled, but in those early years when you're 20 and 22, and you're trying to make each other more like you and thinking that you're going to change that person, that was part of it is like, all she just needs to get a little more organized. If she gets a little more organized, you know, then that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
And not realizing in my immaturity that I'm saying, you know, you just need to be more like me and we'd be better off.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so it's a struggle for all of us, too much to do. I think, you know, I'd go really practical here is in purpose-driven youth ministry, which John should have, at the very end is a chapter on time management and organization and priorities. And I kind of give my little system and method of how I do that, which that was a game changer for me. I mean, I stole the concept from Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People and just turned it into for me, how that worked in youth ministry and has brought balance and pace to our lives. I mean, still have too much to do and there's too much that goes from that to-do list onto that management calendar. But it helps me when I have to move it from one place to the next to make sure the big rocks get done first.
Yeah.
But can you define that? Here's practical. Yeah. What is a big rock? I think he's asking, what's a big rock?
Well, yeah, good. For me, the big rocks are the ones that they have to get done. So, for example, if I'm, you and I leave tomorrow, we're jumping on a plane to go teach intentional parenting. And one of my big rocks is I have to find my notes for that workshop.
That feels important. I don't know much about speaking. I feel like that's a...
Yeah, but that's a big rock.
Right,
now,
it's a have to get
I've
done.
Got a bunch of other things to do. I've got to edit DYM material to get that to Josh so he can upload on, where that's that's a big rock, but it's not as big as finding my notes because I got to find my notes. That's a bigger rock than... So, you know, I'm able to give those priorities of A, B, or C. Mm-hmm. And then even the A, B, or Cs, what I'll do is after I give everything an A, then I'll go through and go, that's an A1, that's an A2, that's an A4, that's an A6. But I got to get those A's done today or I'm in trouble. Because they can do tomorrow.
Well, and big rocks in the morning when you're fresh and sharp and whatever is always good. I would say...
If you're a morning.
Yeah, well, that's
if
true.
You're a morning person.
I do like to get a little momentum going. So if I'm like, oh, I got to call this parent back and it's going to be a, ugh, that is my, that's the hard one. I got to get it done. I'm going to try to get two or three things off just to get some momentum, get some blood flowing. Okay, I got three things off this list. Now I got a beast right here. I got to slay this giant or whatever. So I am similar, but I also would say if you find yourself avoiding the difficult things, the painful conversations, the tension points regularly, then you're managing it wrong. You've got to be able to take on those heavy mm-hmm. things that are frustrating or out of your wheelhouse. You know, I don't like to call people in the first place, and I definitely do not like calling an angry parent who's upset at me, but I'm going to put that third on my list. So I get some momentum, get up some strength, and then I go knock that thing out.
Yeah. For me, I always need to make a list. If I don't have a list, I'm not going to get the important stuff done that I need to get done that day. And then, you know, I think in the mind of John and so many other youth workers, like if you as youth pastors, we get so distracted with things. Obviously, our day can be filled with going through emails or Facebook or Instagram, right? And yeah. So you spend time doing all that, and now you don't get, you know, Wednesday night program done or whatever the youth ministry. So maybe
you run to download youth ministry.
Yeah,
and you download it all, and you're right. Set, and you're ready to go.
But I think a helpful tip is even if you know yourself and you know that, hey, I'm a total procrastinator, or I have a solitaire addiction, or I like to play an app game on my phone, yeah. or you know something.
Sure,
like
hours that. Of physical therapy, whatever.
You know, if you know that you waste a lot of time during the day doing that stuff, what if you give yourself a reward and said, hey, if I knock off these top three things off my list, then I can play a round of solitaire and do the et cetera, et cetera. But
sure.
But what I find, a lot of youth workers I've talked to, I've even struggled with that for sure, is like sometimes I just get into the office and I feel like I don't feel like working yet and I need to just zone out for a bit, and you go on Facebook for a while and it's like, oh, that's unproductive, right? So
yeah, get it.
If I was to rewrite PDYM,
yeah,
there was not much I would change about that chapter on time management. I think it's really helpful for people. It's, you know, instead of being organized by your opportunities, you're organized by your priorities. So you've got to define what those priorities are. Opportunities are Instagram, Facebook, solitaire. I mean, there's always an opportunity to be doing something,
mm-hmm.
but you've got to figure out what are those priorities. And until I try to move people away from just doing a to-do list and then putting checks by those. That to-do list is just your bucket to gather all the things that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an ongoing, organic, that's for Josh and I, that's Wunderlist.
Wunderlist, we love that app, yeah.
But those then become priorities. I can move them into an A category, you know, B category, C category. And just because other people think it's an A, it may not be an A to you.
Yeah.
And so that's also takes a little wisdom and discernment with that, because other people, it's there. They need you to do that. Well, that's great that you need me to do it, but you don't see my list.
Right.
And that doesn't make my A list, no matter how important that is to you. And so those are things that you're always kind of wrestling with because you got the expectations of other people.
Yes, those emails, they're lurking at the bottom and they've been there a long time. You're like, I know this is someone's priority, but it's not mine.
And that's where you just have to... You know, I last night on the plane, as I was flying back from Atlanta, one, it's a 4-hour flight, and I wanted to work the whole time, but I also wanted to watch Narcos.
Oh,
so Netflix, I wanted to finish season one of Narcos, so I did a little bit of email. I did my one show of Narcos, and then I went back, and I was answering some emails that were sent to me 2.5 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there were people who said, if you can let me know by Friday. But it was, for example, a person I don't know that well who wanted me to read a book.
Right.
And I just can't, you know, and so I don't.
Yeah.
And that was like a really important thing for that person.
Of course.
And I couldn't do that.
Yeah. Good. Good stuff. Yeah. None of us have it mastered. I think that was pretty clear, right? Yeah. I mean, we're all in the journey. I even like what you said, Doug. There's always more things to do than time to do them. So you have to learn to prioritize.
Yeah. It's good. You can't, you know, I just need to make the time to do this. It's even the wrong philosophical terminology because you can't make time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the one thing all of us have in common is that, what is it, 1,080 minutes? No.
Something.
1,080 minutes a day.
16.
You're not going to make 1,090 minutes. So I've got to take, I've got to take the time and every yes to something. So Kathy and I talk about all the time because we meet every week to talk calendar. And if I'm saying yes to this, what am I saying no to?
Right.
You know, and every yes is a no to something. So it's a constant battle. But yeah, I think it'd be fun to talk about this more.
You could almost do a whole show on it, really.
Struggle with
Well, even DYM authors or potential authors, I'll say, man, you got to put that on Download Youth Ministry. That's awesome. And they'll say, I got to make the time to like finish it because it's like 80% of the way there. And it does take that last hour to make it ready for other people to use. And I hear it all the time. So consider making a priority, using some of your creative gifts and talents, expanding your influence outside of your church to help other churches and be a DYM author, but that has to be a priority or you're never going to get that done.
Well, and when you do that, you're sacrificing something.
You are.
So when somebody says, I didn't have the time to do that, but then they're talking about, you know, we were CrossFit the other day and they're going around the circle about what your favorite Netflix show. I mean, there's some people that have watched binge watch everything.
Everything there is to watch.
Which is totally fine. Totally fine. I binge watch Making of a Murderer.
Oh, that was unbelievable. I'm
binge watching Narcos right now.
Those are good shows.
But in doing that, I'm sacrificing something. Now, it's a lot easier in the world of an empty nester. Like Kathy and I, we had just have a lot more time than we did when we were doing youth ministry and our kids were little.
Yeah.
We didn't have the time. And so when people would say things like, you know, I never see you anymore, and they would take shots at our friendship.
Yeah.
Go, you know, it's not like I'm sitting home
binge watching Narcos.
Yeah. I'm still watching shows from the 80s right now, getting caught up, right? Come on, man.
Wasn't it? It was ministry and it was kids.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, that was it. It wasn't like we had tons of friends during that time. Our friends were the people we did ministry with.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. Good stuff. I like it.
All right.
Maybe someday we'll do a Facebook Live that's successful.
Siri just said, do you?
Do you?
Do you?
Yes.
I like it.
The answer's
yes. I was just clicking on to see what kind of time we're at.
Are we good?
We got to get Elliot to work.
Elliot's got to get to Yankee Candle. Stat.
Okay. Here's one last question.
He's burning the candle.
So
send your questions to podcast@downloadyouthministry.com. podcast@downloadyouthministry.com.
It's a little early.
.com.
Well, last time he cut me off, I waited. I was trying to be polite.
Question from...
last question. Here we go.
Final question.
From Mark. We found out we're having twins.
Yay!
Oh my gosh.
I'm excited, scared, happy, nervous at the same time. They're due early July. And as most of you know, the summer is crazy busy for youth ministries.
What a gift.
That being said,
the Lord
my pastor has approved me looking for an intern this summer that would be very beneficial for me on easing the load.
Hmm.
In looking for an intern, what are some questions that you've asked that have proven to be beneficial for you selecting the person?
When can you start?
Also, how much should I weigh the sex of the person?
Don't weigh anybody.
You don't want to touch that.
Just wanting to be above reproach and do the right thing.
I love it. So is this a male? I didn't hear that. What was the name again?
Mark.
Mark.
Yeah, this is Mark wanting to go to DYM 100.
Okay.
Cough.
Well, honestly, what a gift. You should name your child after this intern because the timing.
After the pastor.
Yeah. Even better. So regardless of names and gender, just match it up and go for it.
Yeah. I think here's my input for somebody who's never hired an intern. It'll be really good, you guys. doesn't matter if it's male or female, but in that situation, I would go for high energy. I would totally go for higher energy, because that's probably the one thing that Mark will be out of the fastest. I like that. He's going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
So maybe somebody like me, who's low energy and an introvert, wouldn't be the right person for this job at the time.
Smoking hot,
really good at what she does, but she's going to do it slow and unorganized. So
I guess. Yes.
Yeah. What else do we say at this point, Jason? Yeah, I would.
It's kind of creepy the way your nephew Elliot looks at you.
What?
You gotta weigh the sex.
Weigh
the sex.
Here.
It's off the rails.
It's too far, Elliot. I wish over the line on that. Legitimately, I would say put some travel embargo on yourself. So if camp is 10 days before the due date and you're like, I'm gonna just go, it'll be okay, it's a quick ride back, just don't go to that camp. What a gift.
Our high school pastor that I was just working with had a baby 2 weeks early.
Yes, it's so true. So put a travel embargo in place. You're gonna miss some important things. It's okay. If you miss your kids' life.
How about the tweet we saw last week about guy wanting to go to DYM 100?
That was funny.
He said something like, my baby's due over those dates. ... Good thing there's FaceTime.
Yes.
That's the level we're talking about for DUI 100. But honestly, give yourself a month before and after, whatever, that 4 week break, put the baby in the middle of that. You just don't know what could happen. If you're gone or miss the birth of your son or daughter or both, whatever, it would just be, I would not want that.
Yeah.
So desperately would not want that in my conscience or part of my story. It happens. I get it. But boy, if you can avoid it, and you can, put a little travel embargo in place. Get a great intern. I mean, it's tough. I would say if you're worried or sensitive, then you should care about the sex of the intern, the gender. I think that would, if there's a church history where there's a story, then a recent pastor, and you're like, I need to go with the same gender, fine. But otherwise, I would say a high energy person is a really good word.
Yeah,
I like that.
Give your input on the sex of the person that he works with, what you tell youth pastors if you're going to hire somebody, an assistant, an intern.
Oh, I would just say that I don't know what you're, are you leading me into? Like if your spouse kind of agrees, kind of have this intern, male or female, no matter what, if this intern's going to be carrying a lot of weight, is your spouse in on this?
That's great.
Hire. Does your spouse feel good about it? Because oftentimes, in this case, it's Mark. So oftentimes your wife will have some great insight into who you hire and whether or not she's comfortable. If it's a female, if your wife is comfortable with it, because your wife's going to be out of control with twins on the way. And you want to respect your wife and how she's feeling as
well, and she's
a pregnant
vulnerable
woman
in that moment. Yeah. And honestly, I think you are too. We don't really talk about that, but I think, you know, your every role is changing in your home, and you're going to be a dad and a parent, and your wife is in a different space now in youth ministry. And so I think you know that you're vulnerable in that moment, and put some accountability in place too.
And if this, let's be real honest, if this even further, after that baby comes, you are going to feel men like you're a little bit less than the baby. And so if hiring a female feels like a vulnerable spot for you, don't hire a female.
Right.
I hate to say that, as opposed to be strong, hire a woman. That's kind of bad. But I don't want this guy to be in a bad situation, because dudes get the short end of the stick after a woman has a baby.
It's good.
Sorry, it's our fault. We're bad.
If and I think Mark wanted to know like what characteristics or qualities. I like the high energy. I would just, my own personality, I would want to make sure it's someone responsible, someone that, like, if you know you're handing
junior high camp to them.
Well, the whole program to them, right? While you're gone, like, not, you don't want some flaky, you know, person that will just like drop the ball and all. So you just, someone that's capable, someone that you know has some kind of track record of like taking care of business, because it's an intern. He's coming back. So whenever they're done, like, you want to make sure that like the thing hasn't fallen apart. So someone that can manage everything that's been built to that point.
You know,
Hillary just had to do that, honestly.
Yeah, I was going to mention Jess.
Yeah. Hillary just had to hire somebody when she went
on
maternity leave.
Our last show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. at Saddleback, what we did because of that responsibility deal is we didn't just do summer internships. So our internship was actually 2 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people fought me on that. But my thing was the intern wins year one, the church loses. Year two, the church wins. Okay, because the year one, you're just pouring into that person. You're doing so much training, the whole bit. So a summer internship is really, you're just, I think.
Brutal.
You're just training them the whole summer. That's all learning for them. So we would hire summer interns if they grew up in our ministry.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So then there's not a lot of learning curve and the whole bit. So if, I don't know, Mark doesn't talk about whether this is just a summer intern or if he gets to keep this intern for a long time, but, you know, that's just something I would consider, the learning curve.
Yeah.
Some I would plan experience. The
teaching calendar too when you're gone. Like, I'd like to know who's going to be teaching. Mm-hmm. I do some of that in advance, you know, so you're not going to teach in June and July.
It's a great idea.
You can bring in a few heavy hitters that you know are going to do a good job, a couple volunteers who are great.
Yeah.
I'd still like to maintain that level of control, but hand it off. It's going to be a special time for you as a dad now.
Yeah.
So cool.
There might even be a volunteer who's awesome who.
Who's a teacher? Linda Vino. Remember Linda Vino? She was a teacher, and I'd hire her as a summer intern. She was a volunteer. So she's a volunteer during the year. We needed a little extra load. She had the summer off. We'd hire her.
That's great.
Hey, everybody. It has been a great show. Kathy Fields, thank you for rearranging your
physical therapy, bad shoulders. It's really because I'm getting old, Josh.
You can't raise your hand, but a little.
Everybody at this table is wonderful, as well as everybody that is sitting on the floor, which is Elliot and Allison.
Yes.
Thank you.
Next show and in the studio.
We're
I said that in faith. That was faith. I have strong faith.
We're a little bit long right now. But Fadi said to me, a little bit early, goes, that's going to be your last time in there. I've heard that so much. No. Next time you're going to be in my office because my office will be ready.
And I love it.
So we actually are having a studio built for us.
It's going to be
I took a tour today.
Did you?
I haven't seen it.
It's nice.
Is it moving along?
Yeah, it's a construction zone, so it's kind of funny.
I can't wait.
It'll be fun. We'll do live shows there with, like, neighbors.
Facebook Live.
Neighbors.
You know, like neighbors.
Youth ministry neighbors. Like, you weren't on the show and you were a youth worker right down the street, you'd come sit here, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's exactly what he used to be, the neighbor. Yeah, used to be our neighbor youth worker.
I know.
Yeah, now he's senior pastor.
Mm.
Very good church in the community. It's making a big difference.
Yeah. EncounterMV.com, the church that will
let
change
you
the
down.
World.
We will let you down.
But God
will. Don't do Encounter.
All right.
That's our tagline.
Save it for the next show. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Wow.
DY100.
This Download Youth Ministry podcast is brought to you by Generate Camp by YM360. Join us this summer as together we explore how the gospel transforms, revolutionizes, and fundamentally changes everything. Check out our week in Durango, Colorado, July 31st through August 4th with DYM's very own Josh Griffin by heading over to generatestudents.com today.
This DYM podcast was brought to you by the Orange Conference, reminding you that what you and your team do every week matters. To grow and connect as a team, join us at this year's Orange Conference. Register or learn more at theorangeconference.com.